afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dr. Shenetic. Taking a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on William Clemens. This goes to the VA on 6/7/23. Mr. Clemens performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced-vital capacity was minimally impaired with minimal airways obstruction. Period. After bronchodilators, there was complete reversibility of the airways obstruction with no change in the forced vital capacity, period. In a paragraph, compared to a prior study dated 12/8/22, there's been no significant change, period. In a paragraph, impression, minimal restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on William Clemens. This goes to the VA on 6/7/23. Mr. Clemens performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 93%, period. After walking 411 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 90%, period. To paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Regina Alexander. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 6/7/23, Mrs. Alexander performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was a poor effort after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/7/22, there's been no significant change. Period, no paragraph impression, minimal restriction with minimal airways obstruction showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Wayne Crump, CRUMP. This goes to Dr. Daniel Hall. On 6/7/23, Mr. Crump performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without significant airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. There was a slight improvement in the forced vital capacity after bronchodilators. With minimal improvement in airflow, period. A paragraph impression, minimal to moderate restriction without airways obstruction showing mild bronchoreactivity, period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Grace Pia. This goes to Jason Honecker. On 6/7/23, Mrs. Pia performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulation, room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 507 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 93%, period. No paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Douglas Elsnick, ELZNIC. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 6/7/23, Mr. Elsnick performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 384 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 95%, period. No paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Josette Ferguson. This goes to Dr. Lee Bowen. On 6/7/23, Mrs. Ferguson performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 214 meters, saturation was 95%, period. No paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Andrew Dusanenko, D-U-S-A-N-E-N-K-O. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 6/7/23, Mr. Dusanenko performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the unleashed bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/21/22, There's been significant deterioration, period of paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing significant progression, period clinical correlation would be required for further assessment, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Pamela Evans. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 6/7/23, Mrs. Evans performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/3/22, there's been no significant change, period, of paragraph compression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on George Pullas, F-U-L-L-A-S. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 6/7/23, Mr. Pullas performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airway obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/15/22, there's been improvement in the post-bronchodilator study, period of paragraph compression, minimal reversible airways obstruction showing improvement. Next is a six-minute walk test on Welton Hatcher. This goes to Dr. Christo Swan. On 6/7/23, Mr. Hatcher performed the six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, a urinary saturation was 96%, period. After walking 353 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 97%, period. And paragraph compression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, six-minute walk test on Joanne Klug. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 6/7/23, Mrs. Klug performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, a urinary saturation was 98%, period. After walking 234 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 96%, period. And paragraph compression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Joseph Wynn, W-Y-N-N-E. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 6/7/23, Mr. Wynn performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe impairment in flow rates, period. Air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. No improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/9/23, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Thank you.